really challenging day. Around about 10 o'clock last night, a heavy goods vehicle had was involved in an incident, and that resulted in a fire. It was a significant fire, which caused catastrophic damage to the trailer, and as a subsequence, had some significant impact to the road surface, which has meant that we're having to resurface all three lanes of the M25. Lane one is currently closed for the installation of additional emergency refuge area bays, so that's okay. But in addition, junction six slip off is also damaged, and that's going to need resurfacing. The concrete central reservation was damaged, and that needs repair. So there's a significant amount of work to do tonight. Part of the issue is that the damage caused to the trainer has meant that a standard recovery has been a bit more complex. So we're having to break that trainer up, unload it, break the trailer up into pieces so that can be taken away. It's too unstable to be taken away in one piece. And then we can clear the debris. Once that's done, we can actually start the road surface treatment. And that's still going to take 5 or 6 hours to complete because there's a significant amount to do overnight. We are looking to have all of this concluded by around about 10, 11 o'clock tonight. And we are really confident, even if there was some unforeseen issues, we will have the road open by tomorrow morning.
Obviously, this has been incredibly disruptive to thousands and thousands of drivers today who wanted to use that stretch. What would you say to them?
Well, we're going to continue to experience delays and congestion through that section of the network. Certainly on the clockwise heading towards Heathrow, we've seen 45 minute to 1 hour delays throughout the day. And we'll see those as we continue into the evening and rush hour dissipates. So if you don't need to travel on that route, please think about whether you can use a different route or you can not travel tonight at all. And that will certainly ease traffic levels for those customers that do need to use the route. We have got a diversion in place using the A25, which is south of the M25. But again, that's a really, really congested section because we've got motorway traffic through an A road. So that's very slow through there. So we're still looking 45 minute delays for the next few hours.
And further round at the Dartford crossing, another problem, huge tailbacks there. Can you just explain what happened? Because there was some work going on in one of the tunnels overnight. What happened there?
So there was some essential maintenance that we were carrying out on the Eastbourne tunnel. So that's the larger of the tunnels. So we've got one smaller in the Westbourne, one larger in the Eastbourne. And unfortunately, one of the plant equipment suffered a fault and deposited some hydraulic fluid onto the asphalt, onto the surface. That's resulted in us having to resurface the Eastbourne tunnel, or section of it. That started earlier today, and we are looking to complete that in the next 2 to 3 hours. So that's been ongoing for a few hours yet. It does, because it's in a tunnel, it takes a little bit longer. There are things like waterproofing around the tunnel that we have to make sure it remains intact and hasn't been damaged. And because it's in a tunnel, all road surface needs to cure, to set effectively. And it takes a little bit longer in a tunnel as well, because it's not exposed to the elements. So we are looking between 6 and 8 o'clock tonight to have the Eastbourne reopened.
How much pressure has this put on crews today? I mean, I can't remember a day when the M25 has been quite so badly affected because of roads having to be resurfaced for incidents that I'm guessing neither could have been prevented with the crash and the fluid leak. I mean, it's not been a great day, has it?
Absolutely. It's been incredibly challenged for all of our teams, whether they're maintenance teams or traffic crossers, and certainly our partner teams as well. So the attended the lorry fire last night. 10 tenders attended. It really, really significant fire and very challenging for those teams to deal with that and to safely extinguish it. And that's continued throughout the day. All of our teams are working really hard to get the network back open for our customers.